Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome to Landers Field, home of the Fayetteville Wolves, where the Wolves will take on the Woodland Bobcats in an area matchup. The Wolves 2-0 in the area. I couldn't tell you right now where the Bobcats stand, as they won two against Winterboro, the Wolves did last week.
Leading off and playing first base, number 7, Paxton Goins.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need 2 bedrooms or 4, 2 baths or 3, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a 2-bedroom starter or a spacious 4-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a 4-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Sylacauga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Landers Field. The Fayetteville Wolves taking on the Woodland Bobcats in the area matchup. Now set the defense for the Wolves. Mason Williams behind the plate. Blake McDaniel at first base. Over at second base, Aiden Hernandez. Carter Goins at third. Aiden Hernandez at short. Sorry, that's Brenton Cantrell at second base. It'll be Hammonds, Burns, and Crumpton in the outfield and on the hill. Ethan Jones, and they will face Paxton Goins, Tripp Morin, and Connor Shepherd for the Bobcats. Is Ethan getting his warm-up pitches out of the way? And we'll be about ready to get this thing going. The throw down to second, and we are ready to go. It'll be the first baseman, Paxton Goins, leading things off for the Bobcats. Umpire signals play, and we are ready to go. Here's the pitch from Jones, and it'll tag Goins, and he'll be down to first. First pitch, 442, 76 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. And that'll bring up Connor Shepherd. He'll foul that one back to the screen. Strike one. Mm-hmm. pitch from Jones. He'll foul that one out of play to the parking lot. And Shepherd's down 0-2. The 0-2 is outside, 1-2. As Goins will stay home. Here's the 1-2. Sails over his head, and that'll even the count at 2. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he was out either way you look at it, because first base was occupied, and there's one out, 4. Tripp Morin. First pitch to Morin. Low it in the dirt, 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Strike one. It's called by the home plate umpire. 1-1 the count. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The 1-2 gets behind Williams and Goins is down to second base. So 2-2 the count, one out, runner in scoring position now. That is Paxton Goins. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Jackson Smith will step in with two outs and a runner on second. Sweeper just a bit outside, 1-0. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-1 the count. A chopper over to Hernandez, over to McDaniel for out number three, so they leave one stranded. Nobody across. We'll have the bottom half of the first inning on the other side. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen,
Welcome back to a windy Landers Field. Jacob Bassett here by myself, flying solo today, as the Fayetteville Wolves are hosting the first game in a two or three game set against the Bobcats. If we win this one and win the second, there won't need to be a game three. So this is an important game for the Wolves. It's an area game to determine who gets to host the area tournament. And it'll be Cantrell, Crumpton, and Jones do up for the Wolves, and they will face Connor Shepherd. He'll be pitching to Rackley Everett, the catcher. Sorry, that's the number eight who I do not have the name for. And Cantrell steps in. Here we go, bottom of the first inning, no score. First pitch to Cantrell, swing and a miss, strike one. The 0-1, low and in the dirt, that'll even the count at one. Outside. Two and one the count. Here's the 2-1. 3-1. That one gets behind the catcher. The 3-1, lowered in the dirt, and we have a base runner.
Next up for the Wolves, right fielder number 7, Connor Crumpton.
And that'll bring up Connor Crumpton. Pickoff attempt over to first, not in time. Cantrell will dive back in safely. Ball gets behind the catcher on a wild pitch, and Cantrell standing at second base. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a ball low and in the dirt. 2-0. That one gets behind the catcher. And Cantrell's now 90 feet away. Pitch right down the middle, strike one, 3-1 the count. Nobody out, runner at third base, that's Cantrell. That one's high, and we have runners at the corners. Nathan Jones will step in with nobody out. Pitch just a bit outside, and Crumpton will take second base. So two runners in scoring position, 1-0 to Ethan Jones. There's the pitch. That's going to be a ball outside, 2-0. Swing and a miss, strike one. The wind is blowing right at me. An Old Glory out there in center field is the proof of that. Here's the 2-1. That's going to get behind the catcher, but it's going to bounce off the concrete wall. Right back to the catcher. 3-1 the count. Curveball finds the zone. That'll make it a full count. So here's the payoff pitch. Rings him up. Strike three on the inside part of the zone.
Next up for the rules third baseman, number 16, Carter Goins.
And that'll bring up Carter Goins. Here's Goins, lowering in the dirt, ball one. As the throwback to the pitcher goes wild, and that'll score Cantrell. The Wolves lead 1-0. So 1-0 to Goins. Crumpton at second base. Here's the pitch. That one gets away from the catcher and Crumpton over to third with one out. Pitch to Goins, finds the outside corner, strike one. Goins fouls that one out of play. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 skies that one. First baseman will call it off. He'll make the catch, and that is the second out. That was Goins. And that'll bring Eli Burns to the plate. There's a pitch, ball outside. The 1-0. Hits that one in the gap. Burns is in there with a single, and that'll score a crunch. And 2-0, Fayetteville leads for Eli Franklin.
Next up for the Wolves, the Benedictus, number 22, Eli Franklin.
Burns takes off to second base, and he is in there safely. Shepherd will call time, and he'll have a conversation with his catcher. It's quick. He'll walk back to the mound. Second pitch to Franklin, finds the outside corner, strike one. Here's the 1-1. He'll foul that one out of play. One and two. The 1-2 hits that one back to the pitcher. He'll toss it, or he'll handle it himself. And that'll be out number three. So in the bottom of the first, the Wolves plate two runs. They lead 2-0. We'll have the second inning on the other side. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Landers Field. Fayetteville leads 2-0 over the Woodland Bobcats, and Ethan Jones will go to the hill for his second inning of work. With a little insurance scored last inning. And he'll face the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. For the Bobcats.
Leading off the top of the second for the Bobcats. Be the catcher. I'm ready. Roman Carter.
And this is Brody Carter, the catcher, leading things off for the Bobcats here in the second. That one's going to be low. Ball one. Called strike one on the fastball. That one low, when it finds his own, 1-2 the count. Swing and a miss. And that'll be strike three. And Rackley Everett will step in for his first plate appearance. First pitch finds the outside part of the zone, strike one. He will chop that one over to Goins. The overthrow. But a bang bang play at second from Mason Williams, who backed that throw up just not in time. That'll bring up number 15, who I do not have a name for. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here's the 0-1. This is just outside, 1-1 the count. Here's the 1-1. Finds the low part of the zone. 1-2. Pick off over to second, not in time. And here's the 1-2. Called strike three, and there are two down.
Next up for the Bobcats will be the DH, number 30,
And that'll bring up the DH, Asher Williams. Swing and a miss, strike one. And the 0-1, swing and a miss, that's strike two. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, that's strike three, and that'll bring us to the end of the top of the second. Had a runner reach on error. He's stranded at second base. We'll head to the bottom of the second on the other side. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen. Oh, yeah. As Connor Shepard comes back in for his second inning of work with a 2-0 deficit to his credit, and he'll face Blake McDaniel, Aiden Hernandez, and Cam Hammonds. First pitch to McDaniel. Gets behind the catcher, back towards me at the screen. Ball one. So 7-8-9 due up for the Wolves. Second pitch, ball outside, 2-0. The 2-0. Low and in the dirt, 3-0. Here's the 3-0, strike one. Here's a 3-1, ball outside, and we have a base runner. That'll bring up Aiden Hernandez. Bunt attempt goes foul to the parking lot. The 0-1 is a pickoff attempt over to first base. Gets behind the first baseman, but bounces off of the fence of the dugout, and McDaniel will have to stay. Pickoff attempt over to first, not in time. 0-1 fouled back to the wall. 0-2 for Aiden Hernandez. Shepherd or Kilcrease. I don't know why it says Shepherd on my roster, but it's Kilcrease. Swing and a miss from Hernandez, and there's a strikeout for out number one. That'll bring up the 9-hole, Cam Hemmings. Outside in the left-hander's batter's box. 1-0. Another one in the same spot. 2-0. The 2-0 to Hemmings sails over his head. 3-0 the count. Pickoff attempt down to first base, not in time, as McDaniel back in there safely. The 3-0 to Hemmings. And it's ball four. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order with Brenton Cantrell. So runners at first and second, one out. Top of the order, Cantrell at the plate. That's going to be a ball high. The 1-0 skies that one to center field. And he'll be there to make the play for out number two. And that was Tripp Morin.
Next up, for the Wolves, will be the right fielder, number 7.
And that'll bring up the right fielder, Connor Crumpton, with two outs, two runners on. Fake throw over to first. Coach Collier questioning the umpires if that was a balk or not. No call. So here's the pitch to Crumpton. Chops that one over the pitcher's head behind the second baseman. Coach Collier will wave around. McDaniel, he's in there safely. And he'll hold Hemmings at third, who really wanted to score that run.
Next up for the Wolves will be the pitcher, number 10.
And that'll bring up Ethan Jones. Now with runners at second and third, two outs. We'll have a pitching change as Paxton Goins will now come in. the lefty. So I'll give him a few warm-up pitches and get this thing back going. That's Fayetteville looking to have a big inning here. They've played it one so far in this inning. They lead 3-0. But there is two outs. They'll get a couple more. Umpire says throw two more and let's get this thing back underway. But should these runners on second and third cross the plate and score, it will be on kill crease. It will go to shortstop now. And Ethan Jones will step in. Time is called for whatever reason to discuss something at the mail. And Jones will step back in. Facing Paxton Goins. Jones skies that one. It's a deep center field. The center fielder calls it off. He drops it. Hammonds will score, and so will Connor Crumpton. And there will be a speed-up runner.
Next up.
And it'll be Jetliner. And Carter Goins will step to the plate. First pitch to Goins is a ball outside, and they will get Liner on the throw down out at second base, but we do get three across. Fayetteville leads 5-0. We'll have the top of the third inning on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to Landers Field, where the Fayetteville Wolves lead the Woodland Bobcats 5-0. as we head to the top of the third inning. And he will face I'll get you here in a minute. A pinch hitter who I do not have a name for.
Next up for the Bobcats will be number 11, Daniel.
That'll be Daniel. The last name. And here's a pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. That's more of a sweeper from Jones. Change up in there. Strike two. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and it's a drop third strike. Williams overthrows McDaniel. And Daniel will head to second base safely.
Next up for the Bobcats will be the first baseman, number 7, Paxton Goins.
And that'll bring up the pitcher, Paxton Goins. So we're back to the top of the order. First pitch, ball just misses low. Here's the 1-0, and it's low and in the dirt. 2-0. The 2-0, just a bit outside, and it's a 3-0 count. Here's the 3-0. Finds the zone, strike one. Swing and a miss, and it's a full count. See if Jones can come back and get him here. The 3-2 is outside. And the first two batters here in the third inning are now on base. And that'll bring up Kilcrease. But no outs. Two and zero, the count to Kilcrease. Still nobody out. As that pitch is in there, strike one. 2-1, the count. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. It's a 2-2 count. Here's a 2-2. That one misses high, and it's 3-2. payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and that's strike three, and there's one down. Four, Tripp Morin. Finds the outside part of the zone, strike one. Right down the pipe, strike two. So 0-2 to Morin. One out, runners at first and second. Fayetteville leads 5-0. Sweeper just misses ball one. The 1-2. Check the swing, but he went around. And that'll be out number two.
Next up for the Bobcats, for the third baseman, number four, Jackson
Smith. And that'll bring up Jackson Smith, the third baseman. That one just misses. Ball one. The 1-0, swing and a miss, and that's strike one. So 1-1 the count. Finds bottom part of the zone, 1-2 the count. Two outs, let's leave these runners stranded. The 1-2. Got him looking, strike three. And that will end the top of the third inning. The Bobcats leave two stranded once again. Fayetteville leads 5-0. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to Landers Field, where the Fayetteville Wolves lead 5-0 over the Woodland Bobcats in an area contest. First game of a three-game set. But just one tonight. And the Wolves will travel later on to Woodland. But if they win this one and they win that second one, you won't have to play a game three. And Carter Goins will step in. And he will foul that one down the first baseline, strike one. The 0-1. just misses outside, and that'll even the count at one. The 1-1 chops that one foul down the third baseline. 1-2 the count. It's up to you. Here's the 1-2 to Goins. He'll hit that one out into right field, and he's in there with a single. And that'll bring up Eli Burns. There's the pitch. Called strike one to Burns, and Goins takes off to second base, and he's in there. Swing and a miss. And that's strike two. So here's the 0-2. Burns chops that one down third base. And a collision at first base as the ball gets away from the first baseman. We have two runners in scoring position. But the first baseman down there, slow to get up. That's Daniel. And they'll check on Daniel. Tell you what, we'll step aside. Well, I've lost my computer screen. As the Bobcats will try to get another third baseman in there. Her first baseman, that's going to be number 15, that's going to be Isaac Yarbrough. And Eli Franklin, the DH, the designated hitter, will step in. Because that one is going to be a ball as it misses high. 1-0. Here's the pitch. just a bit outside. 2-0. Fouled into the mitt of the catcher. 2-1. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss, and that'll even the count at 2. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that's a strikeout for out number 1.
Next up for the Wolves will be the first baseman, number 17, Blake McDaniel.
That'll bring up Blake McDaniel. Pitch gets behind the catcher and Goins will score 6-0. And a 1-0 count to McDaniel. There's the 1-0, just finds the outside corner, 1-1 the count. Here's the 1-1. Gets away from the catcher, and he'll chase it down. And Burns will hold at third base. Here's a 2-1. Curveball in there, and that'll leave him to count at 2. Here's the 2-2. And they say McDaniel went around for strike 3, and there are 2 down for Aiden Hernandez. Here's the pitch. Just misses. And here comes Burns, and he'll be in there safely. The Wolves lead 7-0. So the RBI opportunity taken away from Hernandez. Well, let's see if he can get on base still. Here's the 1-0. He'll chop that one down the first baseline. Daniel scoops it up. He'll walk it over to first base, and that's the third out. The Wolves get 2 more across. They lead 7-0. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff, and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to Landers Field. Ethan Jones goes in for his fourth inning of work, and he will face Brody Carter, Brackley Everett, and Isaac Yarbrough. So 5-6-7 do up. First pitch to Carter, swing and a miss, strike one. The 0-1, swing and a miss, that's strike two. That was going to be low for ball one. Got him looking, strike three, and there's one down. And that'll bring up, next up Rackley Everett.
The left fielder, number 10, Rackley
finds the outside corner, strike one. The 0-1 got him with the sweeper, 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Just misses low and it's 1-2. The 1-2, swing and a miss. And that's strike three. And it's two outs for Isaac Yarbrough. First pitch to Yarbrough, finds the outside corner, strike one. The 0-1 looks at that one, strike two. The 0-2 hits that one down the first baseline, and Crumpton couldn't quite get there, and he's in there with a single. And that'll bring up Asher Williams. First pitch to Williams, finds the outside half of the zone, strike one. The 0-1 looks at that one, strike two. Yeah, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. And the Wolves once again leaves a zero on the board. And the Bobcats leave one stranded. The Wolves lead 7-0. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Welcome back to Landers Field. The Fat Wolves lead 7-0 over the Woodland Bobcats. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, 9-1-2. The Wolves will send to face Paxton Goins. Campbell chopped that one over to third base. Third baseman will bare hand it. And they'll say Hammonds is out at first on the bang bang play. So that was a good play by Jackson Smith there as he caught it off the bounce bare handed and got it over first base for out number one. And that'll bring up the top of the order and Britton Cantrell. Cantrell looks at that one. Ball one. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. Here's a 2-0. Just misses low. 3-0 the count. See if he gets the green or red light here. The 3-0. That's low, and Cantrell will walk to first. That'll bring up Connor Crumpton. Here's the first pitch to Crumpton. It's in there for a strike. Pickoff attempt over to first. Real close, but not in time. So here's the 0-1 to Crumpton. He'll hit that one in the gap between first and second. And the right fielder bobbles it. Around third comes Cantrell. And he is in there safely. And they'll hold Crumpton. at third base, and that'll bring up Ethan Jones. Fayetteville leads 8-0. First pitch to Jones, finds the outside corner, strike one. Here's the 0-1 to Jones, outside, ball one. The 1-1 to Jones. Finds the outside corner, 1-2. What's that one? Gets away from the catcher. Crumpton's in, and Fayetteville leads 9-0 on a 2-2 count now to Ethan Jones. Here's the 2-2 to Jones. Hits that one just past Smith. And the right fielder bobbles it. Jones will be in there standing with a double. And we'll see Jetliner come out and run for Ethan Jones. And Carter Goins to the plate. This is the Wolves' only home game this week as they'll travel to Woodland with what would hopefully be a 1-0 lead in this series. As Goins watches that one low, ball one. So they'll travel to Woodland, play one or two. And then Friday they will travel to Childersburg. Saturday they'll travel to Alexandria to finish the week out. And then their next home game is next Thursday. They'll face Wadley in another area matchup. So here's the 2-0 to Goins. He'll hit that one over the head of the second baseman, Carter. Collier will wave around liner. He's in there safely. As Collier waves around Goins, he'll come in, and he is in there safely. And the Wolves lead 11-0. And that'll bring up Eli Burns. He'll watch the first pitch in there, strike one. Fouls that one back to the screen. 0-2. Here's the 0-2. That one gets behind the catcher. Back to the screen. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 fouls that one out of play. Bounces off of everything. And here's the 1-2. Sails outside. 2-2. So here's the 2-2 outside, and it's a full count. So here's the payoff pitch. Fouls that one back out of play. The count remains full. Three, two, and Burns lines that one out at second base, and that's the second out, and that'll bring up Eli Franklin.
Up next for the Wolves is Billy Bates, number 22, Eli Franklin.
And we'll have a mound visit from head coach Kevin Smith. And it looks like we'll have a new pitcher. We'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
New pitcher for the Bobcats, Jackson Smith. He'll come in with two outs. Nobody on. And an 11-0 deficit. So nobody on base means that if anything comes across, it would be credited to Paxton Goins. So now everything that's scored will be on Jackson Smith, unless he can get the third out. And the first batter he'll face is Eli Franklin. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Ball one. Franklin fouls that one back to the screen, 1-1. Swing and a miss. That's strike two. The 1-2. Franklin hits that one just past kill crease at short, and he's in there. And that'll bring up Blake McDaniel. And here's the first pitch. McDaniel hits that one over to third. The throw across to first. And Goins will scoop that one up, and that'll be out number three. But the Wolves do get four runs across. They lead 11-0. Let's get these three outs and end this thing on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Woodland Bobcats effectively down to their last three outs as Fayetteville leads 11-0 here at Landers Field, and Ethan Jones will go in for another inning of work. And a defensive change for the Wolves. Sawyer Braswell will head out to right field. And here is Eden Ray. So 9-1-2 do up for the Bobcats. That one right down the Childersburg Fayetteville Highway, strike one. That one just misses 1-1. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Swing and a miss, that's strike three and out number one. And Paxton Goins, the leadoff batter, will step in. The lefty swings and misses, strike one. He'll foul that one down the first baseline, 0-2. And here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Bobcats are down to their last out. And it's Connor Kilcrease, who was the starting pitcher in this one. The Bobcats have used three pitchers to the Wolves, letting Jones try to go the distance here, and that's a swing and a miss. That's strike one. That one just misses low and inside, 1-1. Swing and a miss, and they're down to their last strike. Here's the 1-2. Fouls that one way out of play. Here's the 1-2 once again. Just misses low and inside, and that'll even the count at two. Here's the 2-2, and he will chop this one over to Goins at third, over to McDaniel at first, and that's the out number three. And that is the ball game. So the W will fly over Fayetteville once again by a score of 11-0 and a 1-0 lead in the series against Woodland. They'll travel to Woodland to play two games. The second game Thursday will be an if necessary game should Fayetteville go down to Woodland in game one. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But Ethan Jones goes the distance here. And I'll tell you how things fared for the Wolves in this one. They win 11-0. Ethan Jones, 14 strikeouts, one hit, five innings of work. And the Bobcats, Shepherd, Goins, and Smith combined for four strikeouts. As we'll have, see who gets credit for the loss there. I believe it's going to be Goins. Or it's going to be Shepherd, actually. But either way you look at it, Fayetteville wins 11-0. And we'll get the field ready for the JV game. I'm fixing to head to the house and get something to eat. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.